The following is a holy name seminar given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on January 5th, 2013 in Santiago, Chile.
So, I've been asked to give a seminar on the chanting of the holy names.
Entonces, se me ha solicitado para dar un seminario acerca de los santos nombres.
That has got to be really ecstatic.
Bueno,
muy, muy extático.
Será muy extático.
The holy names, Hare Krishna. Yeah. So I'm very, very happy to give this seminar tonight on Hare Krishna chanting.
Bien. Bueno, estoy muy, muy contento de poder dar este seminario acerca del canto de Hare Krishna.
Who is that great spiritual master who has brought us the chanting of Hare Krishna?
¿Y quién es el gran maestro espiritual que nos animó a cantar Hare Krishna?
His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Muchas gracias, Prabhupada, for the holy names of the Lord. Muchas gracias, Prabhupada. So, tonight we will read from Prabhupada's wonderful purport about the chanting of Hare Krishna. We will discuss. This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 14.
Entonces vamos a leer del Bhagavad Gita, capítulo 9, texto número 14.
You can repeat after me to invoke auspiciousness.
Pueden repetir después de mí para invocar auspiciosidad.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Satatam kirtayanto mam.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Yatantascha dridhavrata.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Namasyantascha mam bhaktya.
Nitya yukta upasate.
Nitya yukta upasate.
You have a Spanish Gita handy?
Yeah.
Do you have it with you now? Translation and purport by Srila
Prabhupada.
Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Purport. The Mahatma cannot be manufactured by rubber stamping an ordinary man. His symptoms are described here. A Mahatma is always engaged in chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. He has no other business. He is always engaged in the glorification of the Lord. In other words, he is not an impersonalist. When the question of glorification is there, one has to glorify the Supreme Lord, praising his holy name, his eternal form, his transcendental qualities, and his uncommon pastimes. One has to glorify all these things, therefore a Mahatma is attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is attached to the impersonal feature of the Supreme Lord, the Brahma Jyoti, is not described as Mahatma in the Bhagavad Gita. He is described in a different way in the next verse. The Mahatma is always engaged in different activities of devotional service as described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing and chanting about Vishnu, not a demigod or human being. That is devotion. Shavanam Kirtanam Vishnu and Smaranam, remembering him. Such a Mahatma has firm determination to achieve the ultimate end, the association of the Supreme Lord in any one of the five transcendental rasas. To achieve that success, he engages all activities, mental, bodily, and vocal, everything in the service of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. That is called full Krishna consciousness. In devotional service, there are certain activities which are called determined, such as fasting on certain days, like the 11th day of the moon, Ekadashi, and on the appearance day of the Lord. All these rules and regulations are offered by the great acharyas for those who are actually interested in getting admission into the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the transcendental world. The Mahatmas, great souls, strictly observe all these rules and regulations, and therefore they are sure to achieve the desired result. It's described in the second verse of this chapter, not only is devotional service easy, but it can be performed in a happy mood. One does need not to undergo any severe penance and austerity. He can live this life in devotional service, guided by an expert spiritual master, and in any position, either as a householder or a sannyasi or a brahmachari, in any position and anywhere in the world, he can perform this devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become actually Mahatma, a great soul.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Varakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sajaita Zavaduta Vrijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. So, we are very, very fortunate that even though at the present moment we are stuck here in the cycle of birth and death, suffering so many miseries, birth, death, old age and disease.
Nacimiento, muerte, enfermedad y vejez.
And that's the fourfold miseries.
Esas son las cuatro miserias.
And then there's the threefold miseries also.
Y también están las tres miserias también.
Ariatmic, aribhautic, aridaivic. Misery is caused by the mind and body. Misery is caused by other living entities. And misery is caused by natural disturbances like earthquakes. So, there's the fourfold miseries, the threefold miseries, and if that wasn't enough, then there's also the seven whips. So actually we are being tortured by this material nature.
Entonces en realidad estamos siendo asustados por
we are shackled by the chains known as sex desire.
Estamos siendo encadenados por este deseo llamado el deseo sexual.
It's a very, very hellish nightmare that we're in right now.
Es una verdadera pesadilla infernal.
But there is one hope.
Pero hay una esperanza.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By this chanting of Hare Krishna, one becomes Jivan Mukta, liberated soul. If you will take shelter of Krishna's name, you'll become liberated from all of these miseries. Because these miseries happen only on the plane of the body and the mind. As long as you identify with your body or your mind, you must suffer these anxieties.
Mientras uno esté identificado con este cuerpo y esta mente, uno debe sufrir estas ansiedades.
But as soon as you no longer identify with your body and mind, you only identify as the pure spiritual being, the servant of Krishna.
Pero tan pronto cuando uno no está identificado con este cuerpo y esta mente, y está solo identificado como un sirviente eterno de Krishna,
immediately you are delivered.
Inmediatamente tú estás liberado.
Sí. Immediately.
Inmediatamente.
This is the great power of the holy name, you see. Krishna is very far away.
Very?
Very far away, Krishna.
Krishna está muy, muy lejos.
Goloka Vrindavan is very, very far from here.
Goloka Vrindavan está muy, muy lejos de acá.
You'll never go by a spaceship, you'll never get there.
Usted nunca va a ir por una nave espacial, nunca va a llegar.
But by the power of the holy name,
pero por el poder de santo nombre,
you can immediately connect with the transcendental atmosphere.
Inmediatamente se puede conectar con la
atmósfera transcendental. By the power of the holy name, you can immediately come into direct contact with Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead.
Por el medio del santo nombre uno puede inmediatamente ponerse en contacto personal con la suprema personalidad de Dios.
That's really amazing.
Eso es bastante impresionante.
The yogis, they aspire after the transcendental. They by taking to pranayama, they drill the respiration.
Los yogis aspiran a la trascendencia.
They can go on doing pranayama for thousands and millions of years and still not fully realize Krishna. Similarly, the jnanis, they try to differentiate, they try to eliminate the mundane and realize the non-differentiated Brahman.
Similarmente, los jnanis intentan aspirar al no diferenciado Brahman.
And that also takes thousands and millions of years, but still they don't fully realize Krishna.
Y esto toma millones y miles de años, pero aún así no realizan a Krishna.
This is the great mercy of Lord Chaitanya. We don't have to undergo penances and austerities for thousands and millions of years to realize God.
Esta es la gran misericordia de Sri Chaitanya, de que no tenemos que ir a través de estos miles y miles de años de austeridades.
And we simply have to chant with faith and devotion.
Tenemos que simplemente cantar con fe y devoción.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Do you know how sweet the holy name is?
¿Usted sabe qué tan dulce es el santo nombre?
Actually, we can't realize how sweet the holy name is.
En realidad no podemos realizar cuán dulce es el santo nombre.
Because it's unlimitedly sweet.
Porque es ilimitadamente dulce.
No matter how much you realize the sweetness of the name,
no importa cuánto usted saboree la dulzura del santo nombre,
there's even more sweetness.
Porque hay aún más dulzura.
Therefore, it never becomes boring to chant Hare Krishna.
Por lo tanto, nunca se vuelve aburrido cantar Hare Krishna.
Even if you can realize 10 million units of sweetness by chanting Hare Krishna,
incluso si usted puede realizar 10 unidades de dulzura por cantar el santo nombre.
You can go from 10 million to 10 billion units of sweetness by chanting Hare Krishna.
Usted puede ir desde 10 millones a 10 billones de unidades de dulzura por cantar.
And from 10 billions of units of sweetness, then you can go to 10 trillion units of sweetness.
Y desde 10 billones de unidades de dulzura usted puede ir a 10 trillones de unidades de dulzura.
In this way, quadrillion, quintillion, sextillion, etc., etc., etc.
De esta manera, cuatrillones, quintillones, y así.
The point is, there's so much nectar, you can never get all of it, but you can keep going for more and more and more and more of it.
El punto entonces es que usted puede conseguir mucha dulzura, pero aún puede conseguir más y más de ella.
This is described by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada.
Esto está escrito por Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada.
Tunde tanda tunde si tunde. I'm trying to remember this look. Tunde tanda vateng vateng. How does it begin, Devi? You remember that slok? Tunde. What's the second word? Tunde tanda
vateng.
Tunde tanda vateng 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 vateng. Karma krodha kadamani karma yadi kunar vidai braspiha. Cheta prangana sangani vitaya te servendriyanam kritim no jane janita kriyadbe ramitai krishne te varnadvai. Rupa Goswami says, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables Krishna have produced.
Yo no sé qué cantidad de néctar estas dos sílabas Krishna producen.
Because when I utter Krishna,
porque cuando yo vibro Krishna,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, personally dances on my tongue.
La Suprema Personalidad de Dios, Krishna, personalmente danza en mi lengua.
And when he does so, by that dancing, so much nectar is coming out from Krishna that my one little tongue can't capture hardly any of it.
Y cuando la Suprema Personalidad de Dios Krishna danza en mi lengua,
therefore I'm begging.
Sí. Sale tanta dulzura de él que no tengo capacidad de contenerla.
Therefore I'm begging Krishna, please, my Lord Krishna, give me millions of tongues.
Por lo tanto yo le oro a Krishna, por favor, mi señor Krishna, dame millones de lenguas.
And when Krishna enters the holes of my ears.
Y cuando Krishna, el sonido entra en mis oídos.
There is so much nectar.
Hay tanto néctar.
What my two little ears can capture.
Que mis para que mis dos pequeñas orejas capturen.
Therefore, my dear Krishna, please give me billions and trillions of ears to capture that nectar.
Por lo tanto, mi querido Krishna, dame billones y trillones de orejas para capturar ese néctar.
And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of my heart.
Y cuando este santo nombre danza en el patio de mi corazón.
My mind is completely conquered.
Mi mente está completamente conquistada.
Without any pranayama.
Sin ningún pranayama.
My mind is completely conquered.
Mi mente es completamente conquistada.
Without any mental speculation.
Sin ninguna especulación mental.
No karma, no jnana, no yoga, simply Krishna Nam.
No karma, no jnana, no yoga, simplemente el Krishna Nam.
My mind is completely conquered.
Mi mente es completamente conquistada.
And I am stunned, paralyzed in a state of transcendental ecstasy.
Y yo me paralizo en un estado de éxtasis transcendental.
Now that's called Krishna consciousness.
Entonces eso es llamado conciencia de Krishna.
And that, my dear hombres and mujeres,
así que, mis queridos hombres y mujeres,
is available for each of us.
Está disponible para cada uno de nosotros.
You simply have to desire Krishna.
Usted simplemente tiene que desear a Krishna.
And nothing but Krishna.
Y a nada más que Krishna.
And then you will get Krishna. But what if you have, you desire Krishna and you desire this, that, this, that, this, that, then what happens then? Yeah, I want Krishna and I want some sex, you know. I want some money. I want some fame. I want some power. I want this, 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 and at the end, yeah, I like also to have Krishna. It's not the same. Krishna favors those who want Krishna and only Krishna. He gives special mercy to those who want Krishna and only Krishna. So what am I going to do? I got all these material desires. I want sex, I want money, I want power, I want fame. What am I going to do? You see? What is the predicament of the neophyte devotee, you see? So you have to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. By this regular chanting on a daily basis, at least 16 malas of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one will gradually become free of all these material desires and desire only Krishna.
Entonces, por cantar cada cuenta 16 rondas de esa forma, cualitativamente, de calidad, uno va a poder y desear solamente Krishna.
You see, in the beginning, we only want 1% Krishna.
Ustedes saben, al comienzo uno quiere solamente un 1% de Krishna.
And we have 99% material desires. But if you will keep chanting every day and following these principles, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, you'll go to 2% Krishna desire. And 3%, 4%, gradually, 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 your material desires will be squeezed out.
3%, 4%, gradualmente, tus deseos materiales se van a ver esfumados.
Finally, you reach a point where the hotel of your heart is completely filled up with Krishna.
Finalmente, usted llega al punto en donde el hotel de tu corazón está completamente ocupado por Krishna.
When Maya Devi comes to find a room, a place in your heart, there'll be a big sign that says, "No vacancy."
Entonces, cuando Maya Devi viene a buscar una habitación para quedarse, va a salir un cartel: "No hay lugar, no hay vacancia."
So you simply have to fill up your heart with Krishna.
Así que usted simplemente debe llenar su corazón con Krishna.
We have so many desires, that's a fact. We all have so many desires.
Usted, bueno, tenemos tantos deseos.
So make all of your desires Krishna conscious. That's all you have to do.
Por lo tanto, haz de todos tus deseos conscientes de Krishna. Eso es lo que tienes que hacer.
For example,
por ejemplo,
I desire to take prasadam.
Yo deseo tomar prasadam.
Well, that's a good desire, you see, good. All right.
Es un buen deseo. ¿Está bien?
I desire to play the madanga.
Yo deseo tocar la madanga.
I desire to bow down before Srila Prabhupada.
Yo deseo postrarme ante Srila Prabhupada.
I desire to distribute books.
Yo deseo distribuir libros.
I desire to preach.
Yo deseo predicar.
I desire to inspire others in their Krishna consciousness.
Yo deseo inspirar a otros en su conciencia.
I desire to learn verses.
Yo deseo aprender versos.
I desire to hear Prabhupada recordings on my MP3 player.
Yo deseo escuchar las grabaciones de Prabhupada en mi MP3.
Just fill your heart up with more and more and more spiritual desires.
Entonces, llene su corazón con más y más deseos espirituales.
I would like to learn how to cook first class gulab jamuns.
Me gustaría cocinar unas gulab jamuns de primera clase.
I would like to do this, that for Krishna.
Me gustaría hacer esto, y lo otro, y esto para Krishna.
Just fill your heart with spiritual desires. That's all you have to do.
Simplemente complete su corazón con deseos materiales.
And the more you chant, that will happen naturally.
The more you chant Hare Krishna, uh-huh, the more your heart will fill up with spiritual desires. As I'll be explaining the other day, 16 rounds is only the beginning. Chant at least 16 rounds on your beads. And then go on chanting as much as you can throughout the day, on the beads and off the beads. When you're walking down the street, you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When you're taking your bath, you can also chant Hare Krishna. Not with your beads, but without the beads. You can chant while you're taking bath, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In this way, you're bathing your body, and you're bathing your mind also. You see? When you're riding on the bus, you can chant Hare Krishna. When you're shaving your face or combing your hair, you can chant Hare Krishna. You see, when you go to take rest at night, as you lay down, you can go Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In this way, if you will chant Hare Krishna as much as possible during the day, what will happen at night? You will dream about Krishna. So just fill your heart with as much Krishna as you possibly can every day. Read the books. Take prasadam. Join the kirtan. Attend the arati. In this way, as much as possible, talk about Krishna. Hear about Krishna. Write about Krishna. Do service for Krishna. Clean the temple for Krishna. Earn money and give money to Krishna.
Gane dinero y de dinero a Krishna.
As much money as you can give.
Tanto dinero como usted pueda dar.
This movement needs money.
Este movimiento necesita
so dinero. If you can make money and give it to Krishna.
Así usted puede hacer dinero y dárselo a Krishna.
In this way you become the greatest yogi.
De esta manera usted se volverá
you can become a Jivan Mukta.
Usted se volverá un Jiva Mukta.
A liberated soul.
Un alma liberada.
So just follow this wonderful process given by Srila Prabhupada.
Así que sigan este proceso maravilloso que
and we absolutely guarantee you,
y yo le garantizo absolutamente,
you will not take birth again in this material world.
Usted no va a tomar nacimiento de nuevo en este mundo material.
And during this last lifetime in this material world,
y durante este último nacimiento en este mundo material,
you will be muy, muy extático.
Usted estará muy, muy extático.
You'll be in a state of bliss.
Usted estará en estado de bienaventuranza.
Because if you're Krishna conscious,
porque si su conciencia es Krishna,
you're already in the spiritual world.
Si usted es consciente de Krishna, ya está en el mundo espiritual.
You don't have to wait for death to become a liberated soul.
No tiene que esperar por la muerte para volverse un alma liberada.
It's described by Rupa Goswami that one who engages his body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna, he's a liberated soul even while within this material body.
Entonces, está escrito por Srila Rupa Goswami que aquel que se vuelve.
Iha yasha hare dashe karmana manasa gada nikalas vapya vastasu jivan mukta so uchite. Rupa Goswami.
So, translation? Or because, yeah.
Need the translation again? One who engages his body, mind, and words in the service of Krishna.
Aquel que se ocupa con su cuerpo, mente, y inteligencia en el servicio a Krishna.
becomes a liberated soul even while within the present body. So you don't have to wait to go back to Godhead to become a liberated soul. You can become a liberated soul right here in Santiago. Santiago Jivan Mukta. Simply you have to fully engage yourself in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. That's all. You say, but I can't do that. I can't fully engage in Krishna consciousness. It's too much. I can't do it. Well, do whatever you can do. And then do a little bit more. In this way, every day, if you try to just do a little bit more Krishna consciousness than you did the day before, before you know it, you'll be a pure devotee. Every day, let me simply try to be a little bit more Krishna conscious today than I was yesterday. That's all.
Todos los días, diga, déjame tratar de ser un poco más consciente de Krishna que ayer.
Every day, try to be a little bit more Krishna conscious than you were the day before. That's all you have to do. No es difícil. Es muy fácil. Every day, just become a little bit more Krishna conscious. And before you know it, you become Uttam Adhikari Paramahamsa Raga Bhakta. You simply have to apply this process every day. If you do so, magic will happen. Krishna's mercy will completely transform your consciousness. Yes, you too can become a Paramahamsa.
Sí, tú también puedes volverte un Paramahamsa.
So now we can ask if there's any questions.
Así que ahora podemos preguntar si hay algunas preguntas.
There's one in the back, that hombre back there.
Okay. Yo una vez leí, y ella publicó que usted había escrito que era más ofensivo no cantar el Maha Mantra que cantarlo desatentamente. Pero en mi caso, por ejemplo, a veces siento que los anartas son como muy fuertes, como que se sacuden muy rápido en mi cabeza cuando yo estoy cantando el Santo Nombre, y a veces siento la necesidad de dejar de cantar porque siento que no lo estoy haciendo bien. ¿Cómo uno puede manejar un poco eso para mantener la posición de cantar el Maha Mantra aún así que usted se sienta perturbado?
Well, he was telling about one talk of the day you wrote.
Oh, you're on my e-course. Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Sí, mi curso. Muchas gracias.
Okay.
It says that it's better to chant offensively, with offenses, than not to chant.
That's right.
Okay.
Not chanting is the ultimate offense against the name.
Que no cantar es la última ofensa en contra del nombre.
He's saying that, but he feels sometimes that he has got so strong anarthas that he feels that it's too offensive to go on chanting in that way. So,
trust me.
Confía en mí.
Trust me.
Créeme.
It's more offensive not to chant than to chant with offenses.
Es más ofensivo no cantar que cantar con ofensas.
You have to take my word for it. Take my word for it. The greatest offense is to not chant.
Entonces, tome mi palabra. La peor ofensa es
I don't care if you're Jagai Madai.
No me importa si usted es Yagaya Madai.
A murderer, a rapist, a mafia. I don't care if you're the most degraded, sinful person in this universe. Still, you must chant Hare Krishna.
No importa que usted sea un secuestrador, así de lo más malo, no importa. Still,
by that chanting, you will become Jivan Mukta.
Por su canto, usted se volverá Jivan Mukta.
If you will chant every day,
si usted canta todos los días,
I guarantee it.
Yo le garantizo.
Yeah, the last thing he said is that how should or what should we do to overcome those anarthas to in order to chant better, like
the way to overcome the anarthas.
La manera como para lograr
is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Se describe en el Srimad Bhagavatam.
Nasta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. By regularly attending classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam,
por atender regularmente las clases de Srimad Bhagavatam,
or by serving that person who is a living embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam,
o por servir a la persona que es la corporificación de ese Srimad Bhagavatam,
all that is inauspicious in the heart,
toda la inauspiciosidad del corazón,
becomes reduced almost to nil.
Se reduce casi a cero.
And thus loving service under the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
y ese amor por la Suprema Personalidad de Dios,
who is praised with transcendental hymns,
quien es alabado con canciones trascendentales,
becomes established as an irrevocable fact.
Vuelve establecido como un hecho irrevocable.
So if you can't come to Bhagavatam class here, then at home you read Bhagavatam every day.
Entonces, si usted no puede atender aquí todas las clases de Srimad Bhagavatam, usted lea en casa.
And you must also serve the person Bhagavatam.
Y usted también debe servir al devoto Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada is the person Bhagavatam.
Srila Prabhupada es la persona Bhagavatam.
So if you will serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada,
si usted sirve la misión de Srila Prabhupada,
and every day, even 5 minutes reading Bhagavatam,
y todos los días, aunque sean 5 minutos leer el Srimad Bhagavatam,
more is better.
Más mejor.
But even if you can only read 5 minutes of Bhagavatam every day, gradually all the dirt will go away.
Pero incluso si usted es capaz de leer 5 minutos todos los días, toda la suciedad se va a ir.
Yes.
Prabhupada gives the example, if you have a glass of dirty water,
Prabhupada da el ejemplo de si tú tienes un vaso con agua sucia, tú vas poniendo agua cristalina y esa forma va a quedar completamente cristalina.
So if you have a glass filled up with dirty water, you put the clean water in and gradually the dirty water comes out.
Entonces si usted tiene un vaso con suciedad, con agua sucia, usted va y va poniendo agua hasta que finalmente va a quedar solo agua limpia.
So the holy name and the Bhagavatam and the service to Prabhupada, all of these things are so pure they will drive all the impurities away from your heart in due course.
Entonces, el santo nombre, las palabras de Prabhupada son tan puras que van a limpiar todas las suciedades.
Next question. There's one.
Yeah.
¿Qué sería hacer la conciencia de Krishna?
¿Qué es?
¿Qué sería hacer conciencia de Krishna?
Solamente. Hacer.
¿Qué sería? ¿Pensar? ¿Rezar? ¿Eso nomás?
No, voy a preguntar. No sé. What would be to do Krishna consciousness? Just to think. What would be to do Krishna consciousness?
Krishna consciousness means always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna.
Bueno, considerar Krishna significa pensar, siempre recordar a Krishna y nunca olvidarlo.
Pero esto es una pregunta más compleja. El sentido es que si solo pienso en Krishna, hago Krishna, no sería muy diferente que ir a la iglesia, sentarme una de la semana, el domingo, y mientras al lado el pobre se está muriendo de hambre y uno no hace nada.
The question is like, what is to be to do Krishna consciousness?
Oh, to do? You have to surrender.
Usted usted tiene que rendirse.
You have to do whatever Krishna said.
Hacer lo que Krishna dice que haga.
He says you should offer your, all your food to me.
Él dice que le ofrezcas food.
Vegetarian foods, you should offer it to me. Only eat prasadam.
Alimento vegetariano que se lo ofrezcas.
Says you should always chant my names.
Él dice que siempre debe cantar mi nombre.
You should surrender to my pure devotee, the spiritual master, become his disciple. He gives so many detailed instructions. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer your obeisances unto me. Simply, you have not read Bhagavad Gita? Oh, no wonder. You must study Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita tells you exactly what to do, how to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Do you have a copy of Bhagavad Gita? You own a copy of Bhagavad Gita?
I can download it.
We recommend, get a hard copy. It's much easier to access. You don't have to boot up your computer. We really recommend, sir, you should get a hard copy. You can carry it wherever you go. You can read it when you're getting on it. It's more convenient, the hard copy. Will you agree to purchase a hard copy of the Bhagavad Gita tonight?
Sorry?
Will you agree to purchase a hard copy of the Gita tonight? I'll give you a written blessing.
I have come to ask for one, but there is never one.
There's no Gita's in the shop?
Today there were.
So you will take a Gita tonight? Someone go get a Bhagavad Gita right now. Someone go to the store and get a Gita right now. Bring him a Bhagavad Gita right now. Yeah, she's getting a Bhagavad Gita right now. So, next question. Yes.
Cuando los mayavades cantan Hare Krishna, ¿qué pasa? ¿También se van purificando o no pasa nada?
What happened when Mayavadi chant Hare Krishna?
If he keeps chanting Hare Krishna, he will give up his Mayavad philosophy, become a Vaishnava.
Si él continúa cantando Hare Krishna, él va a abandonar su Mayavadi, su filosofía Mayavadi, y tomará conciencia de Krishna.
If he holds fast to Mayavadi philosophy, it will take a long time. But anybody who keeps chanting Hare Krishna, it may take many lifetimes. Mayavadis, they chant Hare Krishna thinking, I am Krishna.
Cuando yo al comienzo cantaba Hare Krishna pensando yo soy Krishna.
Did you know that?
¿Sabías que yo soy?
They chant Hare Krishna, they think, I am Krishna.
Ah, sorry. Ellos hacían eso.
I know, because I used to be a Mayavadi.
Yo lo sé que hacen eso porque yo era un Mayavadi.
And I used to think that I was Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yo solía pensar de que
But if a Mayavadi can come in contact with a devotee of the Lord,
pero un Mayavadi se puede poner en contacto con un devoto,
a powerful Vaishnava preacher,
por un poderoso predicador Vaishnava,
then he can give up his Mayavadi philosophy.
Y luego él va a abandonar su filosofía Mayavadi.
And become a pure devotee.
Y se volverá un devoto puro.
So whether they are Mayavadi or Vaishnava, let everyone chant Hare Krishna.
Entonces ya sea que sea un Mayavadi o filósofo, todos deben cantar Hare Krishna.
And let them hear from the advanced devotees.
Y que ellos puedan escuchar de los devotos avanzados.
In this way, everyone will become Vaishnava in due course.
De esta manera todos se van a volver Vaishnavas a su debido tiempo.
Have you read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita? How Lord Chaitanya converted Prakashananda Saraswati. He was a Mayavadi sannyasi. And by the strong preaching of Lord Chaitanya, Prakashananda Sarasvati and his 30,000 Mayavadi disciples all joined Lord Chaitanya's movement. That is powerful preaching. 30,001 Mayavadis became Vaishnavas in one evening. By the influence of the most powerful preacher of all, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Por la influencia del predicador más poderoso de todos, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So let the Mayavadis chant.
Así que haga que los
and let them hear from the Vaishnava preachers.
Y deja que ellos escuchen de los Vaishnavas, de los predicadores Vaishnavas.
In this way they will become Vaishnav.
De esta manera ellos se volverán Vaishnavas.
Yes.
¿Cuál es la diferencia o la semejanza entre el canto del santo nombre y leer un libro de Srila Prabhupada? Es una cuestión. Y la segunda pregunta que está ligada, por ejemplo, en muchos pasatiempos, algunos sadhus hicieron cantar el santo nombre engañando, o por ejemplo en el caso de Valmiki, que cantó el santo nombre pensando llamar a la muerte. Él cantaba Mara y terminó cantando el nombre de Rama. En el caso de una distribución de libros, ¿qué pasa, por ejemplo, cuando se distribuye un libro, pero entre comillas engañando? Por ejemplo, ¿tiene, este libro es de Buda? Sí, es de Buda, toma. Se distribuye el libro sin... A ver, ¿cómo lo explico? ¿Lo puedes explicar?
Sí.
Ok. ¿Se entiende?
Two questions. The first one was the difference between chanting Hare Krishna and the Srila Prabhupada books.
Read.
Read.
Okay, I'll answer that one first.
Yeah.
Chanting Hare Krishna, what is the difference between chanting Hare Krishna and reading Prabhupada's books? Reading the books is very good.
Leer los libros es muy bueno.
And applying the books is even better.
Pero aplicar los libros es aún mejor.
If you simply read the books and you don't chant Hare Krishna, you will lose your taste for reading the books after a while. We had this experience in Austin. One boy, he bought a set of Bhagavatams. And he was so enlivened and inspired reading the Bhagavatam. And we said, well, you should also chant. He said, no, I'm just going to read. I love the reading, but no, I don't want to chant. No. Well, he got about halfway through the Bhagavatam.
Sorry?
He got about halfway through the Bhagavatam and he lost his steam. Therefore, if you want to really read Prabhupada's books with taste and with comprehension, you must chant Hare Krishna. If you want to read Prabhupada's books with taste and with comprehension, you must chant Hare Krishna while you're reading the books. Okay, then the second, what is the second question?
Yeah, the second question was the, what about when one go to distribute one book, but he in some way or other hide, or for example, Narada Muni told Valmiki to chant Mara. Mara.
Yes,
and then he got purified. He's making the analogy that when a devotee goes to the public and he says, is this book from Buddha? Yes, it's about Buddha.
Somehow or other, get him to take a book.
Sí, de alguna manera es que se lleve el libro.
I mean, it's true. This Krishna is an incarnation. Buddha is an incarnation of Krishna.
Bueno, en todo caso, en ese ejemplo es la verdad, porque Krishna es una.
It's not lying. You simply have to tell the truth in the most intelligent way. That's all.
Simplemente tiene que decir la verdad de la forma más inteligente.
In an attractive, intelligent, poetic way, tell them the truth.
De una manera atractiva y poética, dile la verdad.
So now we have the your Bhagavad Gita here. How much is it?
Madhumati?
So we'd like you to take the book and give a contribution. Is that all right?
It's without money.
No dinero? All right. Well, you have to come back tomorrow and bring some. Come back tomorrow and bring some dinero for Bhagavad Gita. Okay. So next question.
Okay, Runa Dabu.
Yeah.
¿Cuál es la importancia o el efecto que produce el cantar el Santo Nombre y las cuentas Mayapa y Tulasi?
What is the special effect by chanting the mantra in on Tulasi beads?
As opposed to other type of beads? As opposed to neem beads or just chanting on beads in general? Or Tulsi beads specifically?
Específicamente Tulsi o cualquier otro tipo de...
No,
específicamente
Tulsi. Specifically in Tulsi bead.
Yeah.
Well... I can tell you, if you have neem beads that were chanted on by Prabhupada, they're as good as Tulsi beads.
Bueno, en realidad te voy a decir si que tú tienes una cuenta, una mala que está hecha de beads, pero fue cantada por Srila Prabhupada, es tan buena como una cuenta de Tulsi.
My beads were chanted on by my initiation beads chanted on by Prabhupada are neem beads.
Mis cuentas de iniciación cantadas por Srila Prabhupada están hechas de neem.
I was trained up in Krishna consciousness by Vishnu Jana Swami.
Yo fui entrenado en la conciencia de Krishna por Vishnu Jana Swami.
Srila Prabhupada told me, he said, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
Entonces Srila Prabhupada me ordenó, usted sea entrenado bajo la guía de Vishnu Jana Swami Maharaj.
And Vishnu Jana Maharaj said, if Prabhupada chanted on your name beads, they're just as good as Tulsi. Now I recommend devotees when you get initiated get Tulsi beads because they are very special.
Ahora yo recomiendo a los devotos cuando se inician que.
But what if the only beads available were neem beads?
Pero en esa época donde yo me inicié.
You won't be able to go back to Godhead.
Cuentas de neem. Si usted quiere volver a casa.
If somehow or other the only beads available are neem beads, those when they your Guru Maharaj chants on those neem beads are just as good as Tulsi.
Si su Guru Maharaj le cantó en la cuenta de neem, es tan bueno como si fuera de Tulsi.
Next question. Yes.
Okay. Usted dijo que había que pedir a Krishna ser cada día más consciente. Y ayer me dijo que uno tenía que volverse perfecto en la conciencia de Krishna. Pero a veces es como un caso particular, ser como muy sobreexigente va haciendo que uno no sea tan feliz en conciencia de Krishna. Entonces, ¿cómo se puede...?
Equilibrar la felicidad con la práctica. Practica mucho, pero se siente muy, 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 muy mal.
How can we balance our practice and our exigencia.
Material duties.
The thing is, how can we balance the? Well, like she's saying that we may feel sometimes not very happy because we are doing very like strong practice, like too strict. You see, too strict. Like Okay.
For example.
Por ejemplo.
No poder hacer las cosas como uno debería
hacerlas.
Por ejemplo. No poder hacer las cosas como uno debería hacerlas. El sadhana. Cantar nuestras rondas.
hacer las cosas de mala gana, eso es todo. Hacer las cosas por hacerlas, porque tienen que hacerlas, pero no las
No. Ella dice que, puede traducir, que ella piensa a lo mejor cuál es el ideal. Y ella ve que está ejecutando quizás no tan bien, entonces se siente mal. ¿Está bien? Sí.
Expectatives.
Like he's not reaching the expected state, but she's not reaching this. Or she's like trying very hard to get.
He doesn't feel satisfied with her.
Well, by trying to get that expected state.
What state?
Like
expected.
Expected.
Okay.
Standard. She doesn't feel very happy, you know, because she's like quite.
She's struggling.
Don't just try to please Krishna. That's all.
Simplemente intente complacer a Krishna. Dime.
¿Cómo uno puede sentirse feliz exigiéndose día a día sin poder llegar a hacer las cosas bien?
¿Cómo ser feliz sin autodañarse?
Don't make it complicated.
No lo haga complicado.
Krishna consciousness is very simple process.
La conciencia de Krishna es un proceso muy simple.
All you have to do to be happy is please the spiritual master.
Lo único que usted tiene que hacer para ser feliz es.
And it's very easy to please the spiritual master.
Y es muy fácil complacer al maestro espiritual.
The Gravastakam prayers we sing every morning, the spiritual master is pleased when he sees the devotees taking Bhagavad Prasad.
En las oraciones de la mañana leemos que el maestro espiritual se complace cuando ve a los devotos que toman el Prasad.
So take Prasad.
Así que tome Prasad.
Immediately Guru Maharaj is pleased.
Inmediatamente Guru Maharaj está satisfecho.
Krishna is pleased.
Krishna está satisfecho.
And your life is successful.
Y tu vida es exitosa.
Chant Hare Krishna and take prasad. What is the difficulty?
Canta Hare Krishna y toma prasad. ¿Cuál es la dificultad?
Susukam. This process is simply recreation, that's all. It's fun. It's a fun process.
Susukam. Este proceso es simplemente recreación. Es un proceso divertido.
You're imagining that it's some difficult thing.
Usted imagina que hay alguna dificultad.
There is no difficulty at all.
No hay ninguna dificultad en absoluto.
It is simply recreation.
Simplemente recreación.
So just stop listening to your rascal mind.
Entonces,
you hear the words of Guru and Krishna, that's all.
Deténgase de escuchar su mente.
And follow what they say. Your problem is your mind.
Y escuche, si la prueba, su problema es la mente.
You simply hear the words of Guru and Krishna and follow, and you will taste the sweetest bliss at every minute.
Usted simplemente escucha las instrucciones del Guru y de Krishna y usted obtendrá felicidad a cada minuto.
¿Comprende?
¿Entiende?
Okay, our time has run out.
Okay, nuestro tiempo ya se va.
Sí. But I'm giving a class tomorrow morning.
Pero estaré dando clases mañana por la mañana.
And also the Sunday feast lecture.
Y también la fiesta de domingo.
So there's much more. There'll be much more opportunity for asking questions.
Hay muchas más oportunidades para preguntar.
And you can always write me also.
Y también me pueden siempre escribir.
sda@backtohome.com.
sda@backtohome.com.
You can even write me in Spanish if you have to.
Incluso pueden escribirme en español.
I can use the Google Translator. So write me in Spanish if you have to.
Yo puedo ir al traductor. Así que
no problema.
No hay ningún problema.
Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.